It's Steve Gruber Show. Scott Bertrand sitting in for Steve on this Monday morning across Michigan. Pete Wentz, bassist with Fall Out Boy, with a birthday today. He is 44 years old. Sugar We're Going Down, this one. They had a number one album back in 2015. Actually, three number one albums and five consecutive top 10 albums. Perhaps not as well remembered as they should be. Pete Wentz, Fall Out Boy. Pete Wentz, 44 years old today. Happy birthday to him. Scott Bertrand sitting in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show. Brendan Boudreau is with us. He's executive director and founder of Great Lakes Gun Rights. GreatLakesGunRights.org is the website. Brendan, thanks so much for joining us here on the Steve Gruber Show.
Yeah, good morning, Scott. Thanks for having me on this morning.
I caught this story on Friday. A new bill proposed in Lansing here in Michigan regarding the use of BB guns by minors. Tell us what's included in this proposal.
Yeah, you know, it's hard to take this bill seriously and to take the bill sponsor seriously. You know, you look at the bill, it's very broad language. It simply says that anyone who's under the age of 18 who uses a pneumatic weapon, which would be a BB gun, an airsoft gun, a paintball gun, without parental supervision, could go to jail for up to 60 days. So what we're talking about is someone shooting, or a 16-year-old shooting pop cans on his parents' property without his, you know, dad right next to him. You know, next thing you know, he's a criminal.
I just want to make sure, because I thought I read slightly differently. Is it possession or possession outside of their own property? Is there a delineation there in the bill?
So the word, I'm drawing a blank on the exact word that's used. I think it's curtilage is the word that they use there. And that as a legal definition, as I understand it is, and I've spoken to a few others about that, is just the immediate space around a person's home. So, you know, if you get into, you know, some more of the more rural parts of the state, or even places that have a larger yard where perhaps there's a fenced in area, but then there's a back part of the property, that by that legal understanding, it would not apply.
Also, if I'm reading some of the bill correctly, it appears as if the punishment for violating the bill would be jail time for the child. Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah. And, you know, it's funny, the bill sponsor was interviewed by Bridge Michigan, and I was part of the an interview for that same article, and the bill sponsor said, well, that was not the intention. You know, we're going to get that cleared. I'm like, well, did you read the bill when you had the bill filed, or did you just want to get it thrown in the hopper there and make your headlines and then worry about fixing it later? I mean, this is just another great example of legislating in Lansing where, you know, they have this brilliant idea. They don't even bother to read the bill before they introduce it.
Brendan Boudreau, Executive Director of Great Lakes Gun Rights, GreatLakesGunRights.org. Tell us why it's important to defeat a bill. Why do we need to allow or permit, I should say, children, minors, to be able to do things like this?
Yeah, well, you know, growing up, I had a Red Ryder BB gun. You know, it's one of those first firearms that kids learn how to shoot. It's, you know, it's something that's, yes, of course, it has danger. I mean, there are plenty of other things that are dangerous that children can do. But the deeper issue is that this is yet another example of Democrats who show a complete lack of understanding about how firearms work. And I don't think they really care to actually learn how they operate. And they don't want kids to learn. You know, if you can scare the next generation to even be afraid of airsoft guns or paintball guns or BB guns, well, then they're more likely to support more radical gun control measures down the road. This is a solution in search of a problem. Of course, there's sad stories about misuse with BB guns, but, you know, this blanket policy, I mean, let's talk about how ridiculous this is. I mean, in Michigan right now, a 16-year-old could take a hunting rifle or a shotgun out on his parents' property without direct parental supervision. But if this were to become law, a child would not be able to go, or a child, a 16-year-old would not be able to go out and shoot pop cans with a BB gun on the property. So you would have more rights with a hunting rifle than you would with a BB gun. And that just shows you how ridiculous, you know, the gun control laws are in this state and how ridiculous the Democrats are when it comes to any of the gun control measures that they're pushing.
And there, you said that there is some danger. There are some incidents with guns like this involving minors, but there is a problem of supervision and the adults in the room. Not necessarily something that this legislation would address.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. And that's the case with all the gun control measures that they've passed this year. You know, they've passed three major gun control bills that they say are going to solve all of Michigan's societal ills. Yet they keep using these same talking points over and over again, but when you look at the bills that they actually are pushing forward, they don't actually address the root of the issues that we have here as a state and as a nation.
You mentioned at the very beginning of our chat that it's hard to take something like this seriously, but Democrats have proven that there are a whole lot of bills that you shouldn't take seriously that are now becoming law in the state. So are you worried or concerned about this actually pushing through and making it to the governor's desk?
Yeah, I mean, with anything in Lansing, anything is possible right now, unfortunately. As long as the Democrats have complete control in Lansing, they feel like they're pretty comfortable in passing whatever they want. We believe that, there may be a final line that they're unwilling to cross right now on the gun issue because of the shellacking that they took on passing these three measures. It seems like there's more hesitancy to pass further measures. But I think all it takes is another politically charged incident for them to justify another gun control push. And right now they're not concerned about elections. I believe that there are several Democrats in swing districts across the state who could easily lose their reelection bids over not only this issue, but you name it. I mean, they've gone to the fringes on so many different issues that I think they're just trying to get as much done as they can before they eventually lose the majorities, which I think is just a matter of time.
Brendan Boudreau, Executive Director of Great Lakes Gun Rights. More at greatlakesgunrights.org. Brendan, thanks so much for joining us here on the Steve Gruber Show.
Thanks so much, Scott. Take care.
Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve, back to wrap up hour two of the Monday program in just a bit here on the Steve Gruber Show.
The pandemic has taken a toll. Michigan's Stay Well program offers tools to support your mental wellness.
I'm strong with community by my side.
I'm on my way to feeling okay again.
With free Stay Well discussion groups, webinars, a counseling hotline, and more, you can be
confident there's hope for tomorrow.
Get free emotional support at michigan.gov/staywell. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.
Does retirement have to wait until my 70s?
Is a great college for our kids
out of the question?
Is the American dream
out of our reach?
Not if we can help it. We're the National Endowment for Financial Education, a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping people just like you get smart about their money. Log on to smartaboutmoney.org today and start taking control of your financial life. Help is closer than you think.